Welcome back, everybody. This is episode number two, or part two, of our 40 tips on how to repay debt better. My name is Ben Lacomas. I am one of the now 30-some student loan planner consultants, and I'm accompanied by three of my lovely colleagues, but I'll introduce myself first. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I've been with Student Loan Planner for a bit over a year now, going on a year and a half. I've done over 700 consultations and well over $100 million of debt advised on, which feels fairly surreal to me. But we're going to come back here with 20 tips for you after everyone's introduced themselves so you can get rid of your student loans and debt in general better. So Dorinda, let's hear from you first.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dorinda King, and I'm from California. I've been with the SLP team for a few months, and while I am one of the newer members to the team, I'm not new to the student loan space. So that said, like Ben, really looking forward to sharing some tips with you on how to pay off your student loans.
Thanks for joining us, Dorinda. Scotty?
Hi, I'm Scotty McDonald from Santa Cruz, California. I've been with the Student Loan Planner team for the better part of a year now and done a couple hundred consults with folks from all over the country. Excited to share some tips with folks to streamline your debt repayment.
I'm excited too. Meredith?
Hi, I'm Meredith Jones from Richmond, Virginia. I joined the Student Loan Planner team earlier this year, and my background is as a veterinarian, and I work a lot with veterinarians on their student loans and financial planning, and I'm excited to nerd out about some financial tips today.
Let's do it. I'm going to kick us off, and I'm going to kick us off with a big one, because if you've heard any of our content before or explored anything about your federal student loans, or if you're listening to us, you probably have a large balance. If you have a six-figure student loan balance or a balance that's higher than your income, you need to consider getting your loans forgiven under an income-driven repayment plan or an IDR plan. So you heard about those in part one. IDR plans are that umbrella term. There's four types, and all of them lead to forgiveness. So you pay based off of your income rather than based off of your balance, and then regardless of how much you've paid over that 20 or 25 period, the remainder is forgiven. Now, historically, that had been a taxable event, currently on pause, but for anything in the tax world, consult your tax professional. So if you're gonna reach forgiveness, just anticipate there could be what we call the tax bomb owed after getting your balance forgiven. But the IDR plans are absolute lifesavers when your balance is higher than your income. And you guys have a favorite IDR plan?
Pay is a sneaky one that is a favorite of mine. That now with the new save plan coming out, it's the right choice for a lot of people, but not the right choice for all people. So just because you have a low payment doesn't mean that's the overall most efficient way to repay your debt. For some folks, doing 20-year forgiveness on pay can actually be a lot better deal than doing a 25-year forgiveness on save and having a slightly lower payment over those last 5 years.
I 100% agree. I'm also a pay guy. I love pay, but not for everybody. You're right, you're right. Now, for those of you who work at nonprofits or government entities, specifically 501c3 nonprofits, but some others as well, or really any government or public entity, if you're working more than full time, or sorry, if you're working full time, then you can use these income-driven repayment plans to reach forgiveness over a sooner period. And that is using the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program to get your loan balance forgiven. That generally occurs over 10 years, 10 years of having qualifying loans, making qualifying payments while you have a qualifying employer. Once you reach those 120 credits through the 120 qualifying payments, whatever balance is left is forgiven in entirety, and that's generally been a tax-free event, unlike taxable forgiveness of the IDR plans. So whatever balance is left is just gone, and when you get that letter, gosh darn, does it feel amazing. So I know in the first part we talked about for those of you who have a high loan balance and maybe a career that isn't in public service, you can make that switch. If you can find that career that fulfills, rewards you, and compensates you in a matter that's worth it, you're going to get the whole enchilada forgiven after 10 years. So PSLF is pretty wildly impactful. Well, that was 21, 22. So we're on 23 now, and we're going to talk about consolidating your loans. It's not for everybody. But particularly this year, if you're listening in the 2023 calendar year, it's kind of better than it's ever been because of the one-time account adjustment for public service loan forgiveness and income-driven repayment plans. Consolidating your loans is a federal term. It's not a private term. This is not privately refinancing. You're consolidating your federal loans if you have multiple types, family federal education loans, Perkins loans, if you're a dentist, maybe a health professional savings loan. All of these types and your direct loans can be consolidated into the direct loan program. Direct loans are the most flexible form of student loan. They're the more modern form of federal student loan. They give you more access to income-driven repayment plans and these forgiveness options we're talking about. Consolidation used to reset your payment history towards all of these forgiveness programs. In the 2023 calendar year, it doesn't do that. It does some extra lovely stuff. So if you haven't read up on the waiver, please, please, please read up on the waiver before the end of the year. It's probably the single most impactful bit of student loan legislation that has been created in at least the last decade. I mean, it really is wild, but there are some downsides of consolidation for some people. So it's not a one-size-fits-all decision, but consolidation can capitalize your interest. So any of that balance that is interest, you're generally not getting charged more interest on it, but if it capitalizes or adds into the principal, you now are, and then it also gives you an average weighted interest rate rounded up to the nearest 1/8%. So there are some downsides, but those are largely if you're going to pay your loans off in full and not pursue forgiveness. Pursuing forgiveness, consolidation might be a really good thing to have in the tool belt, and it can really simplify what your statements look like too. So if you got 14 loans and you'd rather look at one or two, then direct loan consolidation's great. All right, not doing forgiveness, not consolidating, maybe you're looking at refinancing your loans. And if you're looking at refinancing your loans, our number one tip for refinancing is to consider the refinancing ladder approach. So there's no limit to how many times you can refinance necessarily. And generally what the ladder means is that out of the gate, if you can get a lower interest rate on your loans, private loans, you never have to be too worried about refinancing. Federal, you should always be careful. But for your private loans especially, or when you've made the decision for federal, if you refinance, you're really looking for a lower interest rate and a comfortable payment for you that you can afford and that isn't going to mess up the rest of your financial ship. So even if that means it's a bit longer of a term than you'd like, 10, 15, 20 years, maybe that doesn't fit your goal of paying off the loans faster, but maybe it's comfortable and it fits your financial plan and you're not stressed. If you can do that for a couple years while still getting a lower interest rate, let's say in 5 more years, you now have more cash flow, you're on top of your goals, refinance again. Get a shorter term, ideally an even lower interest rate, and you can get cash bonuses when you refinance, especially if you use our website, which offers them, and directs you to some lenders. You can refinance more than once and you can save yourself a good bit through doing that. So we call it the ladder approach. I think for refinancing in general, keeping your credit score high and being on top of your credit is our other, I would say, major tip in the private space. Really, anytime you're borrowing a loan or repaying a loan, your credit worthiness is really important. And credit score is made up of generally 5 factors. So utilization is one a lot of people have heard of, but keeping your credit card balances low relative to how much you can borrow will keep your credit score better. So if you're looking at privately refinancing, buying a home, buying a car, anything where someone's lending you money, having a good credit score means that that money that's lent to you is going to be cheaper for you because they know you're more likely to pay it back. Anyone have any good tip on maintaining your credit score other than keeping low balances?
Of course, on-time payments is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Not having any payments to go into delinquency that's just over 30 days for most instances.
Yeah, true. I mean, killing off those balances in full monthly on those credit cards is always the goal. But if it's not possible, try to keep it under 30% of your overall credit line to keep that credit score in good shape. That is my section on tips. So I'm gonna transfer us over to Dorenda to take it from here and give us the next set.
All right. So the next tip, which is tip 26, is to teach and apply for teacher loan forgiveness. So if you've taught for 5 years consecutively in a low-income serving institution or school or educational service agency, you could be eligible for teacher loan forgiveness. The amounts range anywhere from as low as $5,000 to $17,500, depending on the subject area in which you teach.
Dorinda, can PSLF be used at the same time as teacher loan forgiveness?
That is a great question. We did that all the time. And the answer to that technically is yes, however, not for the same period in which you're teaching. So there cannot be any overlap. Tip number 27, apply for state-based loan forgiveness program. So all states, all 50 states, I should say, offer some sort of student loan relief programs that you could potentially qualify for. Oftentimes, there is a requirement that you work for a qualifying employer or a qualifying career. But nevertheless, be sure to check with your state to see if there are some forgiveness options available to you. All right, next tip. Get military student loan forgiveness. So if you serve in the military, in acknowledgement to your service to our country, there are student loan repayment options as well as benefits that are available to you, and they range anywhere from capping the interest rates on your loans to certain types of deferments, particularly if you're in active military service, to public service loan forgiveness. So again, if you are a military service member, to find out more options that are available to you or to find out what options are available to you, just check with your student loan servicer. All right, tip number 28, apply for Perkins Loan Teacher Cancellation. So this type of cancellation is based on either eligible employment or volunteer service. And it also depends on the position, or rather how long you've served in that position. So more specifically for teachers, if you've taught, say, in the STEM courses or classes, or if you've taught special education or so it was STEM, special education, and low-income serving schools. So I'm going to do that one over again. All right. Now, my next tip is apply for Perkins Loan Teacher Cancellation. So this type of cancellation really applies to those who have eligible employment or eligible volunteer service, and also has to do with the amount of time that you've served in that particular position. So if you're a teacher, and more specifically, if you taught in, say, the STEM areas, or let's say special education, or if you've taught in a low-income serving school, you could be eligible for Perkins Loan cancellation. In fact, you could be eligible for up to as much as 100% of your loans being canceled. So be sure to check out Perkins Loan Teacher Cancellation. All right, tip number 30, work in rural areas. And if you work in rural areas, you can be eligible for certain types of forgiveness. So more specifically, if you work in healthcare-related professions and you choose to work in certain rural areas, you too could be eligible for some of your loans to be forgiven. So be sure to check out the opportunities that exist in rural areas as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the most broad of these tips thus far, really public service loan forgiveness and income-driven repayment plan forgiveness in general. My goodness, are there a lot of types of forgiveness and cancellation. So read into all the programs. Don't overcommit to anything until you understand the rules and stipulations. Like, I know some of the programs specifically for medical professionals that involve working in rural areas can have some fairly binding rules to them. But this has been a lot of tips thus far on forgiveness in general and consolidation. Scotty's going to bring us on a bit of a different path here for us if those are maybe not the solutions for you. If income-driven repayment plans aren't a fit, if PSLF isn't a fit, if you can't find any state-based programs, if you're not in the military, if you're not a teacher, what are you going to do? So we got Scotty here for us to take it from here.
Hey, thanks, Ben. Number 31, nice lighthearted one, declare bankruptcy. So contrary to sort of conventional wisdom, student loans are dischargeable in bankruptcy. You just have to be able to prove an undue financial hardship, which is a pretty difficult thing to do and will certainly require the assistance of an attorney that's licensed to practice in your state. So if that's your case, if you tried everything else, your life is really complicated, reach out and we can provide some recommendations for some trusted attorneys that we've worked with in the past and have been able to really help folks that are in that dire situation. Another lighthearted tip, once you've done bankruptcy, how about make your own coffee? Tip number 32. My friends over here prefer the Nespresso. I like a nice drip coffee, a Hario drip, or an AeroPress. Meredith, how do you make your coffee?
I love lattes.
Yeah. Now, one thing I will say about making your own coffee, it does matter, but the big things matter more. So, yes, make your own coffee. That can save a couple $100 a month. But focusing on the very big things, your rent, your car, your groceries, those things are much, much more impactful in your overall financial plan. So don't lose sight of the forest for the trees for the small stuff. Do it. It helps. But make sure you're focusing on the great big things, like the top three, your rent, your car, your transportation, and food.
If you can't do forgiveness or use IDR plans, trying to avoid that bankruptcy path, I think these budgeting tips and tricks so you have cash flow related to your loans can be a big saver. But they all work together.
Number 33, go on a shopping ban or shop less. So this is one thing that I do. If I have any sort of purchase that's over $100, I never make it on the same day. I'm more guilty of like being analysis paralysis type of person when it comes to purchases of almost any size. I'm quite jealous of friends that can like walk into a store, see something they like, and just buy it. Because it's like, I have to make sure it's like not just the right shirt, but it's the perfect shirt before I buy something. So have some criteria set up about when and how you decide to make purchases, and stick to those things so that you're not like having to make decisions on a one-by-one basis. Can be pretty impactful for your spending.
No. I like that.
Yeah. Let's see. These are great fashion tips. So ditch fast fashion and shop at thrift stores. Love shopping at thrift stores. Hot tip is if you live adjacent to affluent areas, like the thrift stores in very affluent areas are often gold mines of really awesome designer clothes. So go to fancy places and go to thrift stores in fancy places. That's my tip for that one.
I've thrifted a good bit in my day.
Oh, turn off your electronics. So yeah, shut off the lights, folks. The way that I do this at home is I have timers set up on my lights. So if I forget to shut something off, that automatically will just shut off at 7 o'clock in the morning or before I go to bed to kind of wind down for the evening too. The lights automatically kind of turn down and start to relax.
Yeah, and piggybacking off of Scotty's last tip is changing your thermostat, whether it's up or down depending on the season, changing your thermostat to save energy and save money.
My household we're very guilty here. Our windows are never open. We're always AC or heat. It's bad. I should take that tip to heart.
Significant others come into play there as well, right?
Yes. Yes, they do.
My windows are open 365 days a year.
I want that.
Yeah. California.
Yeah.
You're lucky. All right. And then tip number 37 is drive your old car that is paid off. So driving that car as long as you can until you can't anymore, and instead of buying a new car. Okay. And then the next three are all about groceries. So Scotty talked earlier about, you know, that being kind of our number four as far as big spending categories, right? Learning to cook. So eating out at restaurants, when we talk to clients and, you know, what are they surprised about in their budget? It's usually how much they're spending on eating out at restaurants or on DoorDash and other delivery services, you know. That's certainly a big one that can be a hit to your budget. Watching YouTube videos and learning how to cook. And then once you learn how to cook, you can start with our next tip, which is meal prep. So after you learn how to cook, you can get used to prepping your meals, planning ahead of time, and make a lot of one thing and freeze it, for example. And so that's one way of doing it. Or just meal prepping over the weekend and having meals ready for the week so that you're not inclined to eat out at restaurants all the time. And then the next one is not going to expensive grocery stores like Whole Foods or Whole Paycheck, as we call it in my household. So going to grocery stores that are maybe a little bit less expensive, like Trader Joe's, which still has really interesting food and lots of ways to prepare good food without spending and, you know, breaking the budget.
We're a big Trader Joe's household.
Mm-hmm.
Big Costco household, too.
Yeah.
Oh, everything from Costco.
Bulk is good.
Yeah, they made me wear the student loan planner t-shirt. I tried to wear my Kirkland signature crew neck for this.
The Costco $1.50 hot dog.
It's fantastic.
There's no better price to pleasure ratio of any culinary item than the Costco $1.50 hot dog.
That's our bonus tip for everybody.
Bonus tip.
So I think loan forgiveness programs, understanding the nitty-gritty details of the actions you should take, which IDR plan you should be in, if you should consolidate, if the other slew of forgiveness options and different programs or loan repayment assistance programs, LRAPs, are for you. If nothing's for you there, and if you're a bit underwater, bankruptcy, or hopefully our last 9 or so tips there to keep that staved off. Because if you can keep your cash flow such that you're paying on those loans and not just blowing it on the DoorDash and the dining out and the darn thermostat in my household, yeah, you're going to pay off your debt a whole lot better. So it's not always about faster. It's about better. It's about efficiency. And I think these 40 tips should champion you all there. So that concludes our episode today. Thank you all so much for listening, and thank you guys for joining. Always fun hanging out and talking about student loans. Like student loan nerds, usually we're doing it in a Slack channel, but in person, this has been a whole lot better. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye.